A Pakistani woman who received international acclaim for her battle for women's rights is making news again. In 2002, Mukhtar Mai was gang-raped on the orders of village leaders. But instead of remaining quiet, Mukhtar Mai spoke out against the attack, and she challenged her rapists in court. These days, she operates schools and health centers in her home village, and last Sunday, she got married. Mukhtar Mai said, when you get married, you have to have faith in your partner and his family. I will try to cooperate with them. You know, I never said I wouldn't marry. I said that these things are in the hands of Allah. Journalist Bina Sarwar made a film about Mukhtar Mai. She says Mai's marriage comes as a surprise to many people in Pakistan.
She has become this huge symbol, and she is running this huge operation, which has health facilities and women's welfare center and schools and all of that. I think the expectation might have been that she would now dedicate her entire life to this. This would be her cause. This is the cause that she has now got as a result of something terrible that happened to her, but she turned that ordeal and that trauma into something positive, and it gave her a new identity, and it gave her a cause, something to live for. When she was raped, initially her first response was to commit suicide, and it was the support of local people that convinced her not to do that.
Now, there's quite a tale to tell about this particular marriage. She married a policeman who was actually guarding her, right, and had been around her for a couple of years and really fell for her.
Yes, well, she's a very attractive woman yet. And if you look at the pictures of her in 2002 and now, there's a huge difference, you know, in how she carries herself. She sort of tried to take up as little space as possible. She's, you know, kept her head down and all that. And now she's somebody who has addressed huge public gatherings. She's rubbed shoulders with world leaders. You know, she's got the confidence. She's grown in the process. And also she went to school herself, in her school that she herself started at. She studied at the time that I met her a couple of years ago. She had done up to 4 grades, and so she could read and write by then.
But Bina, she wasn't at all sure about this suitor.
No, it seems that she was not, and he was married before. And then his first wife and his parents came to her and begged her to agree to marry him. And she agreed, but on certain conditions, that he had to transfer the ownership of his land that he had to his first wife and give her a piece of land and a monthly stipend, a hefty amount of money. And the police constable's salary, I don't think, is that much.
Bina, what do you think Mukhtar Mai's lasting significance is for Pakistani women? I mean, remind us what she stood for in the past few years and then bring us sort of full circle to now.
Okay, I think what Mukhtar Mai represents to Pakistan is a symbol of courage, a symbol of defiance against a certain patriarchal system, and of going public about her own shame for not just her own sake, but for the sake of others. What she did when she got some quote-unquote compensation money from the government, she started a school with it. So she wasn't just looking out for herself. She was looking out for a whole new generation of girls. And that really was a very powerful symbol.
Journalist Bina Sarwar's film about Pakistani activist Mukhtar Mai is called Mukhtar Mai, The Struggle for Justice. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff.